Les O'Brien passed away last week, Lou, and he was very influential with a lot of sporting clubs and groups on the border. And there's been an idea floated, mainly, I believe, by this gentleman that we're about to talk to, Marty Chambers from the from Albury United. He's the president. Marty, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well.
Good, thanks, Marty.
So tell us about your idea to honour the late Les O'Brien.
Yeah, look, Les has been around the border for many years. He's been associated with community and sporting clubs for around about 60 years, and he's volunteered a lot of his time to the community, and not much reward. And we just felt that we thought we'd put a push through, and just try and get the athletics track named after him due to his involvement in athletics on the border. He started the Albury Gift many yep. moons ago, and then through the late 80s, the Festival of Sports, athletics was his main passion. So, we really want to try and get him honoured in that way.
That's fantastic. Certainly, as you say, very fitting for somebody that's been so involved in sport on the border, and particularly athletics. At this stage, Marty, have you met with any sort of difficulty in sort of getting that across the line?
No, everyone's been 100% behind it. One of our members, Pam Lockley, I've known Pam for about 30-odd years. She's like a second mum to me in the club. She came to me on Sunday, and she mentioned it to me, and she sent Councillor Mack a quick little email on Saturday night after she found out. So I thought, why not? I'll get the club on board, and everyone was 100% behind it at the committee because we love Lev so much, the club did. He meant so much to us. So, from there, I gave Monique Chalmers, the president of the athletics club, I gave mm-hmm. her a quick buzz in the morning because, if anyone went and named my field, I would want to know before. So,
fair enough.
I gave her a quick buzz and just made sure everything was above board, and she was okay with it, and she was 100% behind it, and she said that her committee would too. So, and then from there, I just sent a letter into Councillor Mack in Monday Arpo, and straight back I've got a email from him saying that he was touched by Les's passing as well. He meant a lot to him, and he'll put it forth to council.
Brilliant.
Put it forth to the people that do this sort of type of thing at council and go from there. So fingers crossed at the next council meeting get brought up, because right now there's a lot of passion around, and everyone's been 100%
terrific
behind it.
Yeah, well, there's a Facebook page. It's Rename Les O'Brien Athletics Complex. So you can jump on there. You can like the page. That'll give them a reasonable idea of community support, I would have thought, as well. So good luck with it. Hopefully it does get over the line. Marty, thanks for having a chat, mate.
No worries at all, and thanks to the community for backing this. Fantastic.
There is Marty Chambers from Albury United. Rename Les O'Brien Athletic Complex. Like the page and see if we can.
Yeah, like it. What a great way to memorialise somebody who contributed so much to the border sporting community.